Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the AJ Chesser Show. I am your host, AJ, aka The Complainer, and I already had to record this once, so let's re-record this just for the hell of it. Now, today's topic is about a movie. A specific movie that I don't truly hold dear to my heart, but it's one of my favorites. It is Live and Let Die. It was a Roger Moore Bond film, so you know it's good. And other than the fact that it was, you know, pretty darn funny. I would consider it pretty darn good. So, yeah. But in like the first few scenes, and this is related, trust me. Bond gets into a taxi, and that taxi is a 1973 Chevrolet Bel Air. And when they're over the bridge, oh yeah, I forgot to mention there are spoilers in this. Duh. So. Once he's on the bridge and the taxi driver, you know, starts driving evasively. I don't know why. I don't remember. But once he starts driving evasively around the bridge, almost nothing but Chevrolet Bel Airs from 1973. Nothing but brand new, shiny. And then we have this taxi cab crashing in 73 Bel Airs. It makes no sense. Like, it was the most bland economy car from the 70s. Like, it's not Chevy 2 type or Ford Falcon type, but it was the 1970s equivalent of a Chevy 2. Sure, you had some luxury features, but not much. And it would be nothing but Bel Airs. Like, you don't even get anything else. Like, sure, you did have the underwater car that people remember, but isn't that odd how every time you keep on seeing one vehicle, how you just remember it, and you sort of become, you know, you remember it. And some of the most, you know, iconic scenes that I loved had at least one Chevrolet Bel Air in it. The scene where Bond gets kicked out of a club. Well, there's a Chevrolet Bel Air in the alley. Time to work. Two boats are jumping over a bridge, and one of the boats ends up into a cop car. A Chevrolet Bel Air. The cops that show up, which would be the, the New Mexico State Police. I'm not sure, but it was a red and white state police car. 1973 Chevrolet Bel Air. Taxis, 73 Bel Air. Passenger vehicles, 73 Bel Air. Nothing but Bel Airs, and they were brand new at the time. At this point, I think that was just an ad for the 73 Bel Air, because it was nothing but it. Like, try to name another vehicle other than a 73 Bel Air. You can't, because you remember only seeing it. And every time I see the rear end, the four taillights, I just flash back to Live and Let Die. And at the end of the movie, the only car company that was mentioned was, quote, special thanks to General Motors Product Division. So this was clearly a work of GM that did this. I mean, no dip, it's Chevrolet. Like, that makes no sense, but yeah. So if you like this episode, I have an Instagram, AJ's Lord Sir AJ Chesser. Yeah. As real as it can get. I would recommend you watch it, though. It does have some incredible stunts. Heck, one of the scenes is Roger Moore standing on an island around, like, alligator-infested waters, and he looks just so defeated. But, yeah, there we go. Thank you for listening, and I am AJ, and I'm still AJ. See you later.